Betty.
Yes, Wilma.
Did you hear the lowdown on Hi-Fi?
No, Wilma. What is it?
Well, I got it from a reliable source. Hi-Fi is really a square.
No. You mean like four corners?
That's exactly what I mean. 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 What I mean.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show with your man, DJ King Killer.
Don't forget about your boy, Kurt G.
And of course, it's E Color. But this week, you know, every so often we get a special guest in the building. Tell him who you are, son.
My name is Baby Boy. Glad to be here.
That's what's up.
Baby Boy.
Long time family member. He don't come around these parks like he used to, but we got him on the show. No doubt. So anyway, you know how we do on a Hip Hop Digest. We're going to get right into the meat of it. Yo, two back-to-back Dwayne Carter topics.
Governments today.
Yeah, well, not really, maybe. But anyway, two back-to-back Dwayne Carter. And who is Dwayne Carter?
Wheezy F.
Wheezy F, baby.
Young Money.
Young Money. That type of thing.
And Carter.
No doubt. Going in on the Lil Wayne thing. Young Lil Wayne was coming out of a nightclub. He was approached by a alleged Crip member outside of a Hollywood club and was told to, "You better check in, nigga." The man yelled through the limo window, "Straight check, nigga. Crip nigga. Fuck Shug, Birdman, anybody else." So, of course, you know, the security smothered Wayne, got him in a limo or whatever. But the incident itself didn't have me interested. But the two comments, it's always the comments that had me interested. The first comment was a young guy, and I'm assuming it was a young guy, was like, "There's nothing sadder than a grown-ass man sitting outside the club like a groupie waiting to confront another grown-ass man about some thumb and finger colors shit," meaning gang signs, "so stupid. You know, what's the point and what's the end game here?" So that's the first comment.
So why the fuck is Wayne doing what he do?
Ah, so that's the second comment. The second comment right after that is, "The funny thing is, you niggas is talking about this dumbass dude and how stupid he is. How stupid it is a millionaire claiming that gang shit. The last thing I would claim if I was a millionaire is that gang shit. This nigga's worth millions claiming blood. What's really worse?" And I say to you, Swervin,
what you want me to say?
The chicken or the egg?
I'll just say, is there bloods in the dough? If there is, let me know. Look, all these idiots doing that shit, and I reference Chris Brown because that is even worse to me than Lil Wayne. But I don't understand the fascination with it. I don't understand why they would even mess with it. Like, so I'm with the second comment. You're a millionaire. Why are you even playing like that when you know it's not a game?
Baby Paul, you're a millionaire. All of a sudden, you want to get all ganged up.
Well, basically, just because he's a millionaire doesn't mean his intelligence level has increased.
That's true.
So, yeah. That's true. So what we got here is the end, because I know it's a young boy who was like, "Oh, you, I'm sick of you grown niggas coming at our generation." Okay, this nigga probably, you're right, he was a grown man, you know, Wayne of blood, allegedly. This nigga Crip, you know, he talking about, "What's up, nigga? Check in, nigga. You know, what's good?" You know,
and Wayne don't know nothing about that shit.
Nothing.
He just claimed it for commercial reasons.
For commercial reasons, exactly. But just like we have said, and just like Swervin, when we was on with our good friends out in L.A.
Yeah,
yeah, they told us this gang. That's some serious
shit.
Not
a joke.
You don't play with that shit.
Exactly. Nope. So I don't know. I guess I fall down on the ladder. I'm kind of like, you know, to me it's worse. You got fucking a millionaire and shit, and he want to be throwing up gang signs and shit. And I noticed the Young Money logo was all blood red these days, too.
Well, keep in mind, though, like what Baby Boy said, money don't make you smart. Money just makes you more of what you already are.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
Yep, exactly.
So if you're an idiot from the door, you just be a rich idiot or a wealthy idiot when you get the money.
Okay, that's what's up. No doubt.
pass.
Second Lil Wayne, and I thought this was interesting, second topic on the Hip Hop Digest. Lil Wayne, I don't know where the authenticity is in rap anymore. So Wayne goes on to say that when he came in the game, there was all kinds of authenticity. People didn't, you know, were all different. He said you had ODB, you had Busta Rhymes, you had Tupac, Biggie. Everybody was different. You know,
hold on, son. Hold on. Did he just said that when he was getting his rhymes written for him?
Well, he was saying that at the time that he came in the game, he didn't say nothing about nobody writing his rhymes, but he said that when he looks at the landscape, when he first checked in, everything was different. Because now he's
when
saying,
I look around this room, I see nothing but authenticity. You have authenticity, and you have authenticity. Oh, boy.
This nigga sound like a puppet.
But what he's saying is that now when he looks around the landscape of today's rap, everybody look alike, sounding alike, acting alike. You know, that's so that's from Wayne. Wayne himself is saying, dang, when I came in the game.
Watch out, he's starting to sound like an old fogey.
Yo, he is, right? No doubt. So I would say, but Wayne, although I'll give him credit for crafting his own identity. You know what I'm saying? He's done that. You know what I'm saying? He's crafted his own identity. It's saying, I can't tell fucking Lil Reese from Bobby Shmurda. I can't tell.
Because all these niggas is copying each other, like you said. That's what they do. If somebody, whatever's hot, niggas want to do that. They don't care about authenticity. There is no more of that.
Actually, you know, I seen a good comment under that, and somebody actually chimed in and was like, you know what? This is the age of the internet. There really is no authenticity. There is no more region rapping. He said, if it gets big and it gets popular on the internet, there is no, so you're not going to have the traditional New York sound. Because the New York young niggas is on the internet just like down south niggas.
But you got to still distinguish that's commercially, though, because otherwise we wouldn't have joints to play at the end of the show.
Oh, well, you're right.
When we talk this shit, when we on here talking that bullshit, we talking about these commercials.
Okay, all right. Just want to clarify for like some new users. Or new users. What the fuck? Are we a program app? Some new listeners.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. No doubt. So that makes a good distinction indeed. So next topic on the Hip Hop Digest, we want to give a rest in peace out to Idris Muhammad, a government by the name Leo Morris. Was a jazz musician born Leo Morris in New Orleans in 1939. This gentleman grew up in his early days with playing music with Aaron Neville. At the age of 16, check it out, y'all. At the age of 16, he was the drummer on Fats Domino's hit Blueberry Hill.
Damn.
Wow.
Exactly. Then, history. You know, no doubt. And then, of course, he played with the Hawkettes, a lot of New Orleans joints or whatever. You know, jazz drummer with joints that have been sampled numerously. If DJ Q is listening, what up, DJ Q? I know you know what time it is. But he went on to also play with Ahmed Jamal, Gene Hammond, Pharoah Saunders, Grant Green, Lou Donaldson, Hank Crawford, Houston Pearson, Curtis Mayfield, Jerry Butler, Roberta Flack, and Grover Washington Jr. That is part and parcel of Tribe Called Quest's sampling library.
So get your weight up, is what you're saying.
Well, I'm just saying, rest in paradise to that brother, because you don't know who he is, but you have listened to his music. No doubt about it. So certainly rest in paradise to that brother. We celebrate his music and his legacy. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is celebrities struggle in the prepaid card business. Swervin, this is for you.
This is
especially for you.
Well, it's a funny thing. I forget what I was doing the other day. I swear I don't remember. It was a gift card or something I was looking at. And on that joint, it said no transfers to all these different cards, right? And guess what card was on there that you also could not transfer funds to?
Russell's
Rush card. And I don't even remember what those other joints were, but when I saw on there, cannot transfer to the Rush card, I was like, wow. So again, once again, pimping at a high level.
Well, let me show you how hard they pimping. Let me show you how hard they pimping. Because let me tell you something, yo. When I read this copy, literally, they was out there slapping bitches on the street corner. Let me check it out. Here we go. I got a list. A financial advisor, Susie Orman. Some of y'all may or may not know who she is. basketball legend Magic Johnson have shuttered both of their prepaid card ventures. I didn't even know Tragic had one, but he did, wow. But he shut it down. Rapper Lil Wayne, Dwayne Carter, has just stopped accepting application for his Young Money card. So his wow. is shut down. Other celebrities, yeah. such as the Kardashians, have left the business, as well as being criticized for exuberant freeze. Justin Bieber and George Lopez have just shut their card services down.
There's a word going around. Yeah. The feds yeah, must something's be coming. Happening. The feds must be coming.
So check it out. Check yeah. it out. So let me get down here. Prepaid cards are aimed at people, usually hoods, without no bank account, so they right. can show the Visa logo at stores and stuff. Yep. The opening range is from, to open a card, is anywhere from $4.95 to $99.95. That was the Kardashian card.
Can I say something, though? Yep. It might not be good.
What's up?
Because, you know what I'm saying? It might not be good what I'm about to say. But, like, for folks that don't have money in the first place, when you put a Visa logo on whatever card in front of them, their money is not going to be like stacking on those cards. You know what I'm saying? When that money gets in there, it's going to be used quickly. Right?
Right. Correct.
So Visa and whoever else that got their logo on them cards, they want their fees from these celebrities. They don't care how much money is in the account from, you know, whatever individual. They want their fees. So there's a fee on top of that, whatever, like, if you use your card, your Visa card at a regular store,
right?
Visa's getting a piece of that.
So basically, what you're saying, Visa is in the role of fuck you, pay me.
Of course.
Exactly.
Your users didn't get their welfare check this month? Fuck right. you, pay me.
They don't have no high interest, not a high interest, but they don't have a balance. I don't give a shit about
fuck
that.
Fuck you, pay me.
What, Frank right. White? I'm in the park. I got to get my shit?
You yeah, better believe it. Exactly.
Goddamn right.
So, yeah. so let me go on. So also, these cards typically carry, and I didn't even know this myself, either a $1 to $5 transaction fee. That means if you go Ooh. In there and buy something you for $2, they're going to charge you a dollar up to $5 per transaction, depending on the card.
Did I say pimping at an all-time high?
Oh, I'm just saying. So anyway, and of course, there is an activation fee, but then there's a per-month fee that ranges from $6 to $10 a month just to keep the card open. Now, this is aimed at poor folk?
Bitch, keep you poor. Have keep my you poor. Money.
Gotta I keep guess, you poor.
But that negates when Russell says, I'll give you $5 back.
So, well, and let's get to your boy, Russell. Russell Simmons, as Swervin likes to call him, Hustle Simmons.
Yes,
hip-hop entrepreneur Russell Simmons in 2003 launched one of the first prepaid cards with celebrity endorsement called the Rush Card. Simmons said that over the last decade, he has invested millions of his own dollars into the company's card and has been on the board, meaning Visa board, defending the cards. So meaning that Russell is with Visa. Okay, he's on the board, you know, in that division as far as prepaid cards.
Right.
And is basically been someone who has gone to regulators and is a consumer advocate and said that his card has more than 500,000 active members. But I'm sure that even Rush is suffering over the bad press and publicity when you got somebody like the Kardashians just having their face and a Visa logo going to cost you $1 to open it.
But again, Visa's also saying, their numbers man is coming over there saying, do you see these average balances, nigga?
Some bullshit. Listen, niggas, that them shit, they treating them shits like EBT cards, nigga.
Yeah, yeah. And like I said, it might be fucked up to say, but I'm just saying.
Comes out just as fast.
Wow. So right. That's what's up, man. So, you know, no shout out to Visa. I mean, we know Visa. We know banks are greedy generally.
Yeah, it ain't just
generally,
Visa.
Nigga,
you know
all
the entire
time.
Banking system.
All yeah. day, every day.
Yeah, no doubt. But I guess to me, when I look at that and I look at the total pimpation, whether if it's Bieber and Lil Wayne and Kardashians, word, Russ, what?
pimpation.
It is.
He just made that word up.
It is.
I love it.
It is a total pimpation of the poorest and the most vulnerable. Because I'm
that
not a rich
be all
nigga.
Over Twitter this
you
week.
Know what I'm saying? The total pimpation of the revelation of this game, how they treating the folk of Asians around here. I don't like Asian that shit.
Exactly. But what I'm saying is to be vulnerable. I'm not a rich guy, but there's no way in hell I'm going to go deal with a Young Money prepaid card. No fucking way.
Nope.
You know what I mean? I'm sorry. So, no shouts out to them. No doubt. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is Trinidad James.
Oh, damn.
Ensville.
I thought he was done already.
Yeah, that shit reminds me of...
15 minutes is still going?
No, check it out, yo. That shit reminds me of that Flintstone shit when Fred Flintstone was hi-fi. And Wilma and them spread that nasty rumor that Fred Flintstone was a square. Mm. Once it got around the room, Fred was singing. And so the whole arena emptied. They called back to the record company. They was like, hi-fi's had it. And your boy was like, stop the presses. That shit's over. Guess what happened to Trinidad James? He has just confirmed that he has been dropped by Def Jam Records.
Before we go on with that, can I just say something real quick, B?
My man.
Because you must have watched every single episode of the Flintstones.
Yes, I know. He always got Flintstone references, don't he?
Yo, nigga.
This nigga with the Vic trolling and shit.
So word is born. I got absolutely every Flintstone episode, including movies, Man Called Flintstone, all that shit. I got them
okay.
Shits.
All right. So I just wanted to, you know, reference that. But
he be throwing them shits out there.
Yo, because I'm saying it's just so apropos and shit. Hi-fi is finished.
But all right, so you know what though? Real talk on the topic. I honestly didn't even think we were gonna talk about this because who right here, right now, thought that kid was gonna have a long career at Def Jam or any record label.
Okay, I'm gonna tell you why going in it was even money. Okay? Because at that point in time, Soulja Boy was still doing shows. I mean, this nigga made that Superman hoeing shit when he was like 14 or something.
Uh-huh.
So he had been a grown man still doing shows. So it was even money. B, we know on a commercial level, talent does not make the difference here. We all knew Trinidad James didn't really have the talent to do it. We knew that.
Right.
You know what I mean? But so it was even money. The fact that he got rolled over, the fact that Def Jam was like, you know, we can't sell this nigga is pretty surprising to me.
Gold got to pawn, cause I made them yawn.
Gold all on my neck.
Well, anyway, no, so it goes on to say now. Exactly. It said that he couldn't parlay the mega smash hit as Kurt G just referenced, All Gold Over Everything. So, and they never really. Well, he did record a full album and shit, which he said he was just going to give away free. Def Jam signed him on the strength of the single in 2012, and then. Subsequent singles had flopped in Def Jam's department, I guess, however they measure those things and shit. And he also got on there and said, if any of y'all niggas is looking for money for features and all this, that, and the other, I'm broke. I ain't got it. I hope you just want a firm handshake because that's all you gonna get.
At least he honest with the shit.
Dear Trinidad James.
Game over.
Here lies Trinidad James in the Def Jam cemetery.
G, as no talent MCs go, and we can spend all day on that, yo. You had to be honest and say it was even money. This nigga could have blown.
No.
The nigga
came in looking like a fucking cartoon character, B. I didn't think this shit was real. First time I seen him, I was like, this has got to be a spoof. This can't be real.
Yep.
I'm waiting for a nigga to come out from behind the bushes and be like, joke's on you. This nigga was, but he was serious as hell.
Paul, I gotta ask you though, son. I mean, you're really not hard in the music scene, and I understand that. But if you compare just the average 2-bit rap to All Gold Over Everything, you had to say it was even money he'd blow.
Well, I'm not gonna say it was even money. What I will say, he did have the potential to go blow because of the way the commercialism is propagated among the masses. But off talent, I mean, you're right. I'm not deep in it, but I thought he was some garbage.
So from your perspective, not even deep in it, you thought he was garbage.
I thought he was garbage, but I saw why he was on TV, why he was making videos, because they was going to play it to death,
right,
till you get to the, it comes ingrained in your mind, and then you'll be singing it.
So basically, what Def Jam failed to do is, yes, thank you, what Def Jam failed to do is to get Clear Channel to sign off on Trinidad James, or else he would be up there, blow. So.
But Killer, did you really think that he had a 50-50 chance?
B, I really thought he had a 50-50 chance, because I take talent off the table. And the first thing I do is take talent off the table. And like Kurt G said, it was so cartoonish. Mm-hmm. It was so outlandish that you figure, damn, I must see a million young niggas running around here with gold hair and gold leaf fucking, you know, cummerbunds and all that shit he was wearing. I thought it was even money.
If he had the proper backing. If he had jumped out there and Jay-Z was in the video with him, he still be playing.
Jay stayed clear of that cartoon ass nigga.
No doubt. All right, see ya. I hope you don't ever come back, nigga.
All that to say that.
Exactly.
Oh, God.
Next time we're going to Hip Hop Digest, fresh out of jail. I'm California Dreaming. Oh, I'm sorry. Remy Ma is home from jail. I had to get something like you did, Irv. I know you'd be dropping them lyrics.
You know it.
I had to hit that Tupac, fresh out of jail, California
Dreaming. You hear him.
You hear me. But this ain't California Dreaming. This is more of a Florida vacation. Remy Ma's out of jail. Congratulations. I know Papoose is happy about that. He finally get to relieve himself. And on top of that,
damn, nigga, you went there.
Hey, B, I'm just saying, yo, Papoose, you know what I'm saying? They said he was, you know, holding her down 100. You know what I mean?
Yeah, good for him.
I'm just saying, when niggas come home from jail, it's the first thing they talking about.
I'm a lawyer.
So anyway, Remy Ma hits the studio with your boy, Sand Nigga Number One, DJ Khaled.
That's just wrong.
Not Sandy.
Shit, yo. She hit the studio with that nigga. And you know what? It was funny because I would hope she would take like a couple of weeks and seckle so we can get on the show and, you know, kind of be like, yo, what Remy Ma is going to end up? How's she going to end up? Where is she going to end up? And now here's the prediction. G, does Remy Ma do anything? And she runs down, she gets with Khaled, you know she's going to be on a lot of that shit now. What kind of success?
I predict zero success.
Whoa.
Only because ain't nobody trying to hear Remy Ma. And Remy Ma to me is way more talented than that other chick.
Of course, or both of the chicks.
Yeah.
She's more talented than both of them. Both of them hookers. Yo, son, Swervin, can I get some, you know... 10%.
Mean Gene, the dancing machine, B.
Wow.
He said Mean Gene. Damn you.
And if people don't know what it is, Google Mean Gene, the dancing machine, and that's what you're going to see when she comes out with her.
Really?
Yep.
Wow, yo, that's...
He said Mean Gene.
Wow, yo, yeah, he put the hammer on. No
he
doubt.
He kicked her in the ass.
Exactly, yo. Wow, son. I mean, you know what? This is what I'm saying. Okay. Maybe I just have the internal optimism that Remy Ma...
You sounding like Kumbaya this week, nigga.
I'm saying.
You putting it, rolling niggas under the bus.
Where you took the blue pill, B?
Yeah, what happened? You in the Matrix this week real heavy.
You know why? I'm going to be dead ass honest with you. I'm going to break the show to give a quick personal story. I'm going to tell you why. My daughter went to a Japanese anime conference today in Baltimore. The night before that, we were going to get the tickets pre so she wouldn't have to stand in line. Of course, we stood in line for 2.5 hours. Okay. Didn't even get the motherfucking tickets.
Wow.
So I was mad about that. But while we're in line, this motherfucking young nigga and his girlfriend and about 3 other young niggas roll up and just think they're going to cut in line. I'm like, excuse me now. We were ahead of y'all, et cetera, et cetera. So the white girl pop up and shit on some old trying to be a smart ass. Then I turn around and say, you ain't got to be a smart ass. Then the young boy act like he got something to say. Nigga, I was 2 seconds from showing that motherfucking young boy the concrete, my nigga. I had to pray for forgiveness because I was pissed. out there in that lawn at an anime conference, you got motherfuckers dressed up from anywhere from Casper the Ghost to motherfucking the Moon Man on the MTV Awards, my nigga. It's crazy, and I'm about to show this young nigga the concrete. So I had to fall back, and that's why I'm a little bit more congenial this week.
Oh, yeah. The prayer's still working for you.
Damn,
yeah,
no doubt.
I'm sorry. I had to take a personal break. Sorry for the Hip Hop Digest listeners out there, but you know what I'm saying?
You're not as angry.
No, I'm not as angry.
You're on your Wu-Saw shit this week.
You know, it's difficult when you're in the street and you want to beat a young nigga's ass and shit.
Oh, you done went straight to jail.
Straight to jail.
Straight to the jailhouse, and you wouldn't have had no excuses for them.
That's the first thing wifey said. L, you can't go to jail. How am I going to get home?
she was worried about getting home. You were trying to bail your ass out.
No, sir.
How the fuck I'm supposed to get home, nigga?
Exactly. So, anyway, shout out to Remy Ma. Welcome home, no doubt. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is Chicago rappers dissing Bobby Shmurda for stealing their drill sound. Now, first of all, I didn't even know that shit was called drill.
It's Chicago shit.
That's that Keep Cheap shit.
It's the same old Mike Will, all them niggas beats, but they call it drill.
They call it drill in Chicago? I didn't even know that.
They got their own shit.
So a couple unknown niggas and shit figure, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and make my name for myself, come out from, they rapping Chicago hard, dissing Bobby Shmurda. Now, we educated our listeners on who the fuck Bobby Shmurda was last, was it last week or the week before?
Last week.
We educated them on who the fuck Bobby Shmurda was. Personally, I'm putting a clock on that nigga quicker than Trinidad James, if you ask me. You know what I mean? But still, nonetheless. Swerving, with this ending gunplay,
man,
would Chicago niggas come to New York, or the next time Bobby Shmurda act like he want to go to Chicago, will it end in gunplay? Because we talk about young guys under 21, but certainly have embraced the jail nigga lifestyle.
It very well could, and you know, Chicago right now is the flavor, the killing flavor of America right now. It goes from city to city, but right now Chicago is that. And I would bet that Bobby Shmurda wouldn't even carry his ass over there to do a show now that something has been brought up, because again, as we know, it's not the ones popping off, it's people in the street that's trying to make a name for themselves.
Exactly. Shit. No doubt. Indeed. So anyway, we're gonna wind up the Hip Hop Digest with the last topic, and sent to us from your boy Matthew Murphy. What's up, OG? No question
indeed.
About it.
Yes indeed.
The Busta Rhymes Swagger Wagon commercial has been a sort of variant of this Ratchet Goes Mainstream. You got the Swagger Wagon. You got it's the Xfinity Get Your Geek On, where they constantly repeat Get Your Geek On, just like the new rap songs of the day. There's actually one more commercial out there. I couldn't find it, but they all have the same Mike Will beat. You know what I mean? This middle class family and shit. I mean, just copying the whole fucking rap motif. G, I know you got something to say about it.
I was horrified. I just was like, the only saving grace was that they were white and they weren't black.
Oh, I know.
So
it'd have been Oh, I know.
It would have just made it worse
if they were black. Yeah,
because that would have really would have fucked me up. But I was like, what the fuck am I looking at? Why are they sitting here? They should have just been lip syncing some shit. They should just put on a song on and let them lip sync. Because them trying to rap.
Well, I think it came off exactly what they wanted it to come off. It's a stiff suburban all white family into not so much ratchet, but probably into more a trap, I guess, Mike Will, if you will. You know what I mean? I don't know, Swerving, did you see that shit?
As you recall, I forwarded to you from our Twitter friend.
Oh,
but,
okay, no doubt.
I did watch it, and for the first 2 minutes, I'm like, why the fuck am I watching this? What? It reminded me of that family that recites the Biggie verses and some dumb shit, but then, you know, I could have pretty much passed it off as nothing and never thought about it again. But when your boy got on there, yo, when he said something about, well, this is how we can afford to get Busta Rhymes on a remix, All was lost, B. All was lost.
I'm gonna tell you, son. Now this is, you know what? This rises to the level for me. I felt very sad for Buss, because this rose to the level of the same as Mary J. Blige doing that chicken commercial.
Yep, exactly.
This rises to that level. Busta Rhymes is a hip-hop Hall of Famer. Yeah, I don't like what he's been the last 8 to 10 years. I don't like it one bit, but he is still a Hall of Famer. This shit is, he might as well have been dancing for chicken. I mean, point blank, my nigga.
Might as well.
He might as well have been dancing for chicken.
I didn't even get to Busta Rhymes. I told
damn.
You know what? When I got to Bust, I pretty much just ignored him. Like he was just a ghost in the commercial.
Well, B, how could you?
Because I knew what it was about. It was about that check.
Exactly.
And that's all it was for him. It was
baby
a check.
Paul, exactly. Paul, you watched the commercial. Let's get a voice of reason in here.
Well, I remember a lot of people like Michael Jordan. But Michael Jordan stayed in the game a little bit too long. And he didn't look like the Michael Jordan that we all knew. Now, Buster was a monster back in his day. But right now, after looking at that video, he needs to go ahead and put the mic down.
He looking like he wearing the 4-5.
He looking he's like he's doing whatever to get that check. Because he's still trying to keep his name out there. Now, this was a poor representation, but I mean, come on. What's that thing they got out now? Adult Swim Black Jesus? Have you seen that?
I like that, by the way.
I haven't got a chance to watch that.
I like that show.
I haven't got a chance to watch that. I'm going to comment on that later. But all that being said, the proliferation, the commercial that I didn't forget, the Xfinity Get Your Geek On, the Busta Rhymes, yo, Missy. Trap.
That's a Missy Elliott.
That's a Missy Elliott the situation?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, Get Your Freak On.
Get
Your
Freak On. Trap is, you know, it's just about going mainstream there, son.
It has gone mainstream.
Trap is now mainstream and shit. I wonder how long it'll be before, you know, Bear Stearns has the actual trap niggas, Migos, talking about the money we made in the bando, we invested it with Bear Stearns.
That's not happening.
That you really?
These niggas,
That shit sounds outlandish. But if I'm an advertising executive, I'm like, yo, let's bring some real trap niggas in and talk about where they're investing their money. Edward Jones and shit,
Bear
my
Stearns
nigga.
Don't need the feds looking at them like that, dude.
Man, you're gonna make me go watch Bamboozled again. That's what you're gonna do.
Is that what we get into now, Bamboozled?
I mean, basically blackface. Come on, man.
Yeah. So, no doubt. So, all right, B. I mean,
B,
I'm just
all I hear right now is T.I. When I see that Busta Rhymes in the commercial, beat, if it ain't about the money, that's what I see right now.
Wow, that's what's up, no doubt. So, Kerr G, you got your albums ready?
No,
of course, Kerr G don't have his albums.
No,
ready.
I don't.
So, E Color, do you got anything you want to add?
Of course. Meanwhile, let's talk about the comment on Twitter. And he says, as people have seen on there, that our jinx is broken. If we like an album, his album is selling. So he says our jinx is over.
Oh, we appreciate that. No doubt. I mean, I appreciate that. I'm going to be honest with you. After listening to the Common album all week, I'm going to be honest with you. It's probably the second best veteran album in a while, next to Nas's last album. And that shows a blueprint between Common and Nas. If you're a veteran, how to do this?
I don't know, but you're forgetting one.
I am? Who am I forgetting?
Pharrell Monch.
Yeah, but Pharrell Monch doesn't have the commercial viability that those other guys do. I'm talking about on a veteran. Let's see. We talked about Bus. He should look at the Nas and Common blueprint on how you do records. After listening to that comment all week, I was like, wow, yo, that is probably second to Nas on a veteran. When you bring an album out, you don't compromise your principles. You don't you put forth the best lyrics you can and good beats.
Right.
And the way he incorporated them young boys, with the exception of Big Sean, he has to be commended for this record. And right now, that's number 2 on my year end.
Damn, did he slide you some money, B?
Ain't about the money.
I'm just being trilled, yo. That's number 2, yo, on my year end so far. You know how that shit fluctuates, but after listening to it all week, I really applaud the effort. What an honor.
And he appreciates that.
And he's still selling.
Yes, he is.
And he is, no doubt.
Jinx has been broken.
So I guess you're going to have to catch Kurt G albums of the week. They'll when be on you there. See them.
Yeah, yeah. See, I see you getting it back now. You just threw me under the bus. You won't feel good for next week. You're starting to get it back a little bit. The prayer's wearing off.
Oh, my goodness, yo. No doubt. That's what's good. So thank you, Baby Paul, for chiming in. I've been trying to get you on the show forever.
Well, thank you for having me. Yeah,
no doubt.
And hold on. Let's not let the listeners think there's a mistake. This is not listener appreciation. This is homie. This is family right here.
Oh, yeah. This is regular. This is family right here.
We didn't forget about you niggas out there.
Yeah, no doubt. Hey, actually, yo, we're one piece of business before we get out of here, yo. Hip Hop Digest is now fully
pump the brakes, my nigga.
What?
Leave it there.
What?
This nigga's about to say some shit. I'm stopping him. We'll talk about it off air.
God damn.
Oh, wow.
Now, see, you're going to have everybody wondering what I'm going to talk about.
That's all right. Let them wonder then.
Tune in. Same bat channel.
That's right.
Peace and hair grease.
Wonder.
Good night.
Peace, y'all.
One.
Y'all be wild.
Right now?
No, I don't worry. I tell you, I'm a man who believed that I died 20 years ago, and I live like a man who is dead already. I have no fear whatsoever of anybody or anything.
Yeah, I've been gone for a year, I ain't take no rest. Whole crew got a foot in, I'm back on deck. What's next? But new lines of Dom Moet. Rosette, stone your headset, learning my text. Rap life is a raft in rapids and mad theatric. Owen loan back for bachelors, you ain't even used. Telling your fave to say it ain't so with the rumors. He running you bad shit, new year superior might. Crack software, paying no price, frying all of your lights. Work the whole night, break day in a lab, doing a swell. Appear simple, this shit is a drag. Visionaries can't live in the past. Ay, yeah, got my hands up in this and that. Do the one, do the dual one off. Like it means something to us, teaming up. When it's a light workout, don't blur out. Vocab to blurt out. Never in short supply, cause it can't be. I plant seed, all a part of my nature. Yo, what's indie rap beef? Nothing major. The employees of the year, yeah, we're back to work. The employees of the year, yeah, we're back to work. Girl, the employees of the year, yeah, we're back to work. The employees of the year, yeah, we're back to work. I took time off.
I'm spectral. UVs rarely touch the vessel. Masashi Miyamoto, tight recluse. Reappear sharper than I was in the 2-6. Ooh, drop the blood, reverse, then poof. Rinse, repeat, like my frame got divorced from rest. A pledge, polygamous vows, and a pen in a cleft. Bet they say chill, but I'm lost on the meaning. I got bass cooking, my clientele fiending. It's quality and quantity. Any downtime that I'm blessed with is fuel for learning where the tree is. Ain't shit to me, kid. Scrap art off muscle memory. Swift kicks knocking items off the artillery. Blammo, what you got here is fearless energy. This ain't even half the artillery. Analyze and pillage me. Can't go to flow and delivery. We can't touch indigenous ability. Nah, bro, you gotta get your own. They bugging off the wording, it's just another poem. It's like that, blood, sweat, ink in the labor. Highs, low, and Frank, just compensate us.
Employees of the year, yeah, we're back to work. Employees of the year, yeah, we're back to work. Employees of the year, yeah, we're back to work. Back to employees of the year, yeah, went back to work, work, took time off. Employees of the year.
For the motherfucking lion hearted only.
Yeah. circa 89 rhyme, barbarian gang fights, universal beat down, down in the St. Ives, Sacramento Kings trench, sawed off pump on the side, hiding under the puff, call my bluff and you die, nigga, Santa Clara posse style, managed kids moving through the city like a tsunami, hitting harder than Pacquiao, training in the jungles, jogging on soft sand and humble, wish I had love that I could run to, still on my 1-2, nothing new, we can probably bow cash, my nigga, and a few coming to fuck with you, for real, I'm coming through though, downtown, we laughing, feel the agony, Cali State, and Montage Uno, room full of loud packs and retro kicks, God's camouflage, the opposite of metro shit, this is dump truck, dirty construction, no town bars and ozone production, none of that fuck shit, none of y'all ain't flames, is welcome here, what's immortal to the Nephilim, run none, the rest of my testaments, you motherfucking right, most definite, you never seen genius done this effortless,
to all my peoples in the streets, we drop science, put one in the air, ignite lighters, to all the liars, that wanna fight us, not knowing that we got the heart of a lion. To all my peoples in the streets, we drop science, put one in the air, ignite lighters, to all the liars that wanna fight us, not knowing that we got the heart of a lion. Yeah, as we continue on our journeys of life, you will be approached by people who will test your loyalty, test your heart, test your courage. It's up to you to make that decision. Montage, PA. Let's
it's go. The Ron Burgundy newsflash emergency cult rap. Slap you out your hoodie and your snapback. Game of Thrones politics, gold and money. Fonta rap, Kush dipped in honey. Blew a 20 in 5 minutes. Table of top notch lieutenants. It's the chain at the end of the day. And well polished, any motherfuckers get them away. Get demolished and broke down and found on the ground in the restroom. It's big homie status, you can throw darts at us. But we flicking them shits on a daily average. Nigga, your best is good, but mine's savage. The Sim 16 is mine. There's many like it, but this one is Full Metal Jacket, never miss one. We waiting out in the bush, fully fatigued, with bars that'll raise your level of intrigue. Switching gears on the first, like a lever on a 10 speed.
To all my peoples in the streets, we drop science. Put one in the air, ignite lighters. To all the liars that wanna fight us, not knowing that we got the heart of a lion. To all my peoples in the streets, we drop science. Put one in the air, ignite lighters. To all the liars that wanna fight us, not knowing that we got the heart of a lion. Yeah. And when you're approached with that decision to make, you decide if you're gonna be a man or be a boy or be a punk ass nigga. It's your choice.
Time I ride out to the time I'm home, I pray for a safe travel guide while I'm gone.
Overstanders versus overseers, overseas or over here, classic overachiever, holding class for non-believers. Hold your pass and will call, biggest giants will fall. Lightning bolt your ear like LT, but this ain't football. Mid-city magic, it's parades after the rat race. Wreck the Grand Marshal's buffet until they stack plates. Sparking martial arts, heavy metal on the podium. Head spinning like Caesar, no cardboard or linoleum. Breaking history out the freezer, finding future where the seeds are. Roll with Jesus types, knowing these lights could cause a seizure. Downtown skyline, till the place shifted. Big brains, he's the scriptures, moving major motion pictures. Put the night to sleep, then I rise and wake the morning up. Study the queen, Calafia, California. Sprinkle holy water, blessed oil anointed. Some rap to spit, some would say a circle is pointless. Live from L.A. River Drive, where some are happy enough to know they're getting by, where some are at the very lowest when they're getting high, and others try to wake them up and open up their eyes. When the cold streets are warming up, put the night to sleep, when I rise, wake the morning up. Put the night to sleep, when I rise, wake the morning up.
From the time I ride out to the time I'm home, I pray for a safe travel guide while I'm gone. Yeah. They watch our moves, every step becomes the cinema. With cameras in the streetlights, the city life, I live it up.
Only my notable moments are here for quoting. The rest are over, gone with the wind. It's like the cold is blowing, but fuck it. The pen's in motion like my Venice Ocean. Like my city done switched up, but I'm still devoted. I ride the coping out, my reputation spoke about a west side of killing till I'm paid in full and bills are folded. Damn, it's nothing new, like this the cutting room floor. Picking up a scrap or two less and break the rules more. So who's up for being up to something? Used to be a nothing, used to be confused, but ain't no future in your front. And times as hard as fuck like back then when the Carter struck. I'm talking new Jack and not a new rapper, some artist look. I've been different from the coast of the Pacific. This shit is scripted, just directors with the vision. What?
Live from LA River Drive, where some are happy enough to know they're getting by, where some are at the very lowest when they're getting high, and others try to wake them up and open up their eyes. Where the cold streets are warming up, put the night to sleep when I rise, wake the morning up. Put the night to sleep when I rise, wake the morning up.
Time I ride out to the time I'm home, I pray for a safe travel, God, while I'm gone.
Every morning that I get up, wake up thankful that I wasn't set up, blessed with another day, so I bow my head and shut up. Cause anything can happen on these streets, it don't mean I'm out of reach. Cause I'm rapping over beats, ass big, ass pop, ass pigs, ass blocks. Disrespect, ass drop, it don't matter if you have props. Enemies I have not, so I don't gotta deal with this. Been able to avoid the drama cause I kept it real with it. Disregard the negative cause all that shit is relative. Sedative with dilated, alchemist is editing. Red blows evidently, it's good to be home. A microphone, some moonshine, and I'm in the zone. The song, concrete and palm tree, constantly we all beat. Everything I saw today determine how the song be. All around the world with this so you can say you saw me. And if you didn't know, Double S got an army like that.
Live from LA River Drive, where some are happy enough to know they're getting by, where some are at the very lowest when they're getting high, and others try to wake them up and open up their eyes. Where the cold streets are warming up, put the night to sleep when I rise, wake the morning up. Put the night to sleep when I rise, wake the morning up.
For me while I turn the bass up. Stay chasing acres of papers and fakers and make it look like they're really stacking some change up. But they're not smoking mirrors for the shot, just to fit the plot. Just trying to keep up with the neighbors. While I'm looking for something that I can feel, something really real that'll cut through like a razor. But my mind is sharp as knives. At times I find it hard to find the time to vibe or recline. Decline the grind, trying to find a way to stop space and time. Yes. Fuck a needle in the vein, put a needle in the vine. No, hydro, so keep the lights low when you can feel it in your spine. No, when I hit it like a high note.
One time for my people in the MI. Two times for my people in the west side. This, how we set it off. You can get it far and forget it all. In some music. Time for my people in the MI. Two times for my people on the west side. This, how we set it off. You can sweat it off, you can get it on. In some music.
What you been praying for lately? Your health or your safety? I guess it's one and the same when you're running in place and everything kind of feels like.
I'm losing sleep trying to wake up. Young scissor tongue on the run, get your face cut. Cause I talk sharp like I eat glass. Lose a little bass in my voice when I speak fast. Regardless, still get my point across. Leave nothing to chance, not a coin toss. I keep a cannon right next to my throwing arm. Cause before long, you stop knowing what's going on. I'm just trying to keep cool, trying not to take more than I need to. It's kinda strange, I continue to change but stay the same while the days keep fading away. Now
this how we set it off. You can get it up and forget it all in some music, some music.
One time for my people in the MI. Two times for my people on the west side.
This how we set it off. You can sweat it off, you can get it all in some music, some music.
This how we set it off. You can get it all and forget it all in some music, some music. One time for my people in the MI. Two times for my people on the west side.
This how we set it off. You can sweat it off. You can get it all in some music, some music.
Shit, I'm barely living. Forget them goals, we got high.
higher task to try to pass. Brothers be frontin', but I see through them clouds like fiberglass. I roll with bomb squads beyond hard about making money, kid. Fuck chasing chickens in the barnyard. Word up, why you still clowning? I'm in the hills lounging, catching vibes off of Will Downing. Living the life of a grown man. Me and Dink and Roy Ayers, we got the soul plan. Take off as a child like a hole in soul.